wanted to play.
He had no care in the world because he said, I only want to play for that team.
Hold on. Because that's
so, okay, how do you know? How do you know?
No, I heard your words. I'm right
I said Watson.
If they would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy. You're saying
that's me, nice.
Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said Washington.
You said Burrow.
No.
But what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the...
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president.
Tomorrow didn't we get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there.
You got to feel a win somehow, some way.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. As always, we have David Mendoza, Jimmy Drust, Jonathan Ramirez can't make it today, and you got myself, Dougie, the host of Dougie and the Boys, which is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
So we got 7 more months to go for some football. You know, we're going to miss those Sundays watching football, nonstop football, commercial-free football.
Yep.
The Kansas City Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champions, and I think it proves my point and David's point that Patrick Mahomes doesn't just need to rely on Travis Kelce as Jimmy and Jonathan tried to prove last February.
Don't know about that because he did throw a lot of passes to Travis Kelce his way. Just saying.
Yeah, but he got that far. He made it to the playoffs without as much as Travis Kelce as well. Does Travis Kelce come in at big moments? Of course he does. He's been with Patrick Mahomes for years. But
okay, I'll be right back. Hold on.
Time. Must be nice.
All right, Dave, continue with your point.
At the same time, it just proves that Patrick Mahomes is a clutch quarterback when it comes to big plays. And he can do it with just about anybody.
He can, and I think that's the beauty of Patrick Mahomes. And it just gets me frustrated because you look at the draft – if only the Giants were bad. You know, we went to the playoffs after we got Barkley, and, you know, we were like 27th in the draft or something. That was the year we lost to Green Bay in the playoffs. Could have had Patrick Mahomes, but a lot of teams could have had Patrick Mahomes the second. And that just shows the type of quarterback, the franchise-changing quarterback that Patrick Mahomes is.
Yeah, he went 10th. A lot of teams went over him. A lot of players went past him. Wasn't that the year Tebow got drafted?
Who?
Was it the year Tebow got drafted?
No, Tebow got drafted in like 2011.
No. Somebody got drafted around that same time. Johnny Manziel?
Mitchell Trubisky.
That's who it was? Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, Mitchell Trubisky, number 2.
Yeah.
Mitchell Trubisky.
Trubisky. But I'm going to say this. You know, before I got on the Miami bandwagon, I told you I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs-Eagles got back to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs made it. The Eagles, who knows what happened to those guys. But I'll say this. There's a lot of wide receivers coming into the market. Mm-hmm. And if the Chiefs pick up another good wide receiver, don't be surprised if they're back there again next year.
Or even draft one, too, to be fair.
They're too far in the draft. I don't know.
No, because they could... I mean, there could be somebody sitting there at the draft that's like begging to go to Kansas City.
Could be another Puka.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Especially, you know, there's not that number one, besides Kelce, there's not the number one alpha receiver there. I mean, you have Rice, but I mean, I think it's just wide open for anybody, really.
And yeah. it just shows the quarterback play and the difference it makes for certain organizations. You could look at the Patriots, for example. Tom Brady all those years, difference maker. You could have that argument between him and Belichick. But Tom Brady, all those years, if they did not have a consistent quarterback like Brady, they would not be one of those dynasties. You could look at the Steelers as an example. Who knows? If they didn't have Roethlisberger for all those years, would they even be a playoff team? Great system, great head coach, but you need that top quarterback.
Yeah, every team now, then, like now, even in this all offense stage in season in NFL, is usually now it's all offense now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun from here on out. I mean, the Chiefs are a team that's gonna be like the Patriots, where you're gonna keep seeing them in the playoffs. But
yeah,
a lot of teams are showing that they can make it now. I mean, the Texans show that they can be a contender sooner or later down the road. The 49ers showing that they can make it to the playoffs just about every season from here.
Far enough into the playoffs.
Yeah, if they keep that core together.
Detroit.
Yeah, you got Detroit that's coming up as contenders. You still got the Bengals, who Burrow's coming back next season.
Yeah.
So you got the Eagles who'll make it to the playoffs. You know, the Cowboys.
I think they'll be better next year, to be fair, because they already made like decent moves already in that realm.
Ooh. And if you look,
the Eagles, they got a better offensive coordinator. They got a better defensive coordinator coming in.
And if you look at the Chiefs, if the Broncos did not start the season 1-5, Broncos could have won that division, and the Chiefs could have missed the playoffs.
They would have been a wild card team at least.
But no, they would have missed the playoffs.
They've been a wild card team because they've been 11-6.
Not if they went 11-6.
Yeah, because we were 10-7, they would have took the spot away from us.
No, but I'm saying the Broncos started off bad. They were 1-5. Then they were like went on a run. They were like 5-5, then 7-6 or something.
Yeah, they went They went 8-9 this year.
Next season, don't hold your breath on them. I don't think they make the playoffs. They're doing too many changes.
I think the Chargers might be the team too, or the Raiders.
No, watch out for the Chargers.
Like Jim Harbaugh is going to change the whole team. I think they're all offensively, they're going to keep a couple of signs, like sign a couple of people, but I think their big focus is defense.
All right, so let's get to the game. I don't want to spend too much talking offseason because we got like 7 months to discuss the NFL offseason. So let's discuss the game a little bit. I thought that was a bad first half for sure. I was at Dave's house. It was boring. We were bullshitting half the time.
It was defensive, and that's what it had to be the first half.
Yeah. You know, going back to that defensive, not to get off track, but the 49ers fired defensive coordinator right after that game.
Mm-hmm.
Why? If their season was great defensively, why fire a guy that had their defense playing phenomenal football?
Because maybe he is an older defensive coordinator. Maybe looking for somebody young.
Yeah, but for through three quarters, they held the Chiefs down. To basically it's 6 points?
Yeah.
It's not like they played poorly. You could play the excuse game, but I'm not someone that makes excuses because that's not my personality. But that field goal, missing that extra point, did make a difference. Because
it was a miss and they blocked it.
It would have been 20-19. That would have been the final score.
Also the punt.
Yeah, the punt that was
on the back of the ankle.
And I saw that after I left Dave's house. I was at my friend's house. And we were watching that play, and my friend Joe was like, why did he not go for the ball? Why did he just stand there? What the heck are they doing?
Because he's
a Broncos fan, so of course he doesn't want to see the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. He can't stand Mahomes just because he's always taking away from his team.
I'd say this.
How come he didn't touch the ball? And then he was like, oh, shit. It hit off the defender. He had to touch the ball.
Yeah. I'll say this. There was some big plays that could have won the 49ers the game. You know, McCaffrey fumbling, the ankle, the block field goal. So they had their chances. They had their opportunities. But you can't knock Patrick Mahomes, and you can't count him out. One big issue I have with the 49ers is overtime, you defer that ball. You're both getting a chance. Let your defense go in, stop them, and then you go in. They gave the excuse, well, we didn't know the overtime rules.
I didn't know it either.
Come on. Last season was the same exact rule.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was changed 2 years ago.
Yes. No, because there was a game. All right. Last year, there was a game where they got a touchdown and lost, and the team won in overtime.
You get a touchdown instantly.
Yeah, but you get to get a touchdown. All right. So in playoffs, this was put in 2 years ago when the Chiefs played Buffalo. After that, it changed.
There was playoff overtime games last year, and that did not happen. I think this is the first time they used it.
No, both teams get possession.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Touchdown. A touchdown wins it, and if you get the field goal, you get another possession.
The rules were changed. I even knew those rules.
Since when? Because there were playoff games last year, and this did not take effect.
After the Bills-Chiefs game, they were putting this into effect.
Yes, but there were playoff games last year, and it did not happen. Teams scored a touchdown and won.
No.
Yes.
They scored on defense.
So if San Fran would have scored a touchdown, the Chiefs still have a chance to get a touchdown as well.
Yes, they do. But that just took effect in this game.
But that shows you that the 49ers aren't paying attention to the rules when it comes to playoffs. They're such a young team. Now, I'm not knocking them for, that's why they lost the game, this and that. They could have scored a touchdown. They could have went for the touchdown. Their defense could have stopped Kansas City somehow. But at the end of the day, this shows that the Chiefs have the experience in the playoffs where the 49ers didn't. It helped them to their advantage.
All right, right here, Fox Sports. The 2023 postseason featured the debut of a new NFL overtime rules. It took place this year.
I swear it took place last year.
No, this was the first time they used it.
All right, but still, that falls on your head coach at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's still – yeah, I kind of agree with Dave. It's still it, – you still have to know the rules because especially if it does go to overtime. Especially in the Super Bowl.
But let's give credit where credit is due for a great season. The last 2 years, in fact. Brock Purdy has been phenomenal. What an underdog story it's been to get his team to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
He played really good. A regular season playoff record of 21-6, I believe.
No, Brock Purdy stepped up. I wouldn't say he's a great quarterback just yet. He's going to make the playoffs here and out. It's just like Patrick Mahomes. A lot of people saying Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT. I don't see Patrick Mahomes the GOAT just yet. He's got to win a couple more championships.
Does that hurt your feelings, Dave?
No, there's always going to be somebody better down the road, you know?
Yeah, agreed.
But is that going to hurt your feelings knowing someone took over Papa Brady?
No, because we got our championships. We had our time to shine. You know what? At some point, you got to give it to somebody else sooner or later. And down the road, maybe your team will shine again.
So how come during the season you said I was delusional for saying they're not going on a run?
Who?
The Patriots.
Because they could have went on a run, just like the Giants went on a run.
Nah, Patriots are going to have gone on a run. So we are going to take a quick commercial break. Don't worry, it's going to be a quick one, Dave. And we will be right back on Dougie and the Boys, which is brought to you by...
Unsolicited role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Must be nice. Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said Washington.
You said Burrow.
No.
But what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the...
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president.
Tomorrow didn't we get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there.
You got to feel a win somehow, some way.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by our good friends at the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Serravo Broadcasting, the Doug Serravo Show. We just want to thank you for supporting the Doug Serravo Show, Serravo Broadcasting, and all those involved with Serravo Broadcasting. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
So we partnered with Unsolicited Role Models, so we appreciate them for working with the Doug Saravo Show. Let's get into the parade. Tough situation there yesterday. There was a shooting. Authorities said that it was a dispute between people. So that's the latest details I have. Unfortunately, things happen again within a shooting. We're not going to get into much details about it because it is a sad situation. But
yes, prayers go out to the family of the one lady that was shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's a situation that shouldn't have happened. It's a celebration. Nobody should be doing that at any time, any point of the day. But also shout outs to the bystander that tackled the guy as he was running.
Yep, I was going to say that.
You know, there was one guy who took initiative and he tackled the guy. Another person helped in to also hold him to the ground while police came and detained the guy. So, you know, it's sad. You know, everybody was out to have a good time and some people had to just go and ruin it.
Yeah. It shouldn't be like that. You're all there to have fun and everything, and then it turns sad. That, you know, it makes the world crazy. But you know what? Good for those fans that, you know, risk their life to stop that those two people, how many it was.
Yeah. And it does teach a life lesson to all of us that life is precious, and you should appreciate every moment you have.
Yep.
So let's get into the off season a little bit. Not really about predictions and moves, this and that, but how hard do you think it's going to be for the Kansas City Chiefs to have a three-peat? I don't think we've seen one throughout the Super Bowl era.
I mean, it's gonna be tough. There's gonna be a lot of teams stepping up, a lot of teams coming in to stop that. But I think if the Chiefs go out there and find some good wide receivers that are in free agency, they're gonna have a good shot at doing that three-peat. And you know they're gonna do everything in their will just to get that three-peat.
Well, no, and then because I think they're losing some defensive players, key defensive players, if they don't sign them.
Yeah, but you know how it is. You just came off to back-to-back Super Bowl wins. A lot of guys want to go back over there just to get another ring. You know, they've been there for a while.
Yeah, but then you have people that won the ring and just want to go for money now. So
yeah.
Who knows? Like, I know Chris Jones is he's up for contract.
Well, Chris Jones just signed a contract.
No, I think it was only a one-year deal, I think.
Was it a one-year?
I think it was a one-year deal. I think Snead's up for he's up for going somewhere. I think another corner is. So they gotta see, you know, they build a defense young and see what they could do.
So I wanna bring up this point to David because he rides him all year long. He's on his bandwagon. He's a big Tyreek guy.
Uh oh.
The Chiefs are 7-0 and have won two Super Bowls without Tyreek Hill. Would you say he's a problem for some teams? Because I know he's a great player, but the Dolphins collapsed.
Yeah, but I don't think the Dolphins didn't collapse because of Tyreek Hill. Come on.
No, I'm not saying. I want to play devil's advocate and see what you have to say.
I think if Tyreek Hill was still over there, they'd still be winning championships. Kansas City. You can't. He's in Miami now. He went for the payday. The guy had gotten his ring. He didn't really care at that moment. At the end of the day, if we all know Tyreek Hill, he wants to be a gamer. And
yeah.
I get it, to chase the bag and then retire and be a gamer. So, hey, if that works for him and it was the financial reason for him, good job. I mean, you can't knock a guy for chasing the money after he's gotten his Super Bowl rings.
Well, why would they? They're 7-0 without him. So, and you have that. We had that argument last year on the show. Oh, Mahomes has no options. Blah blah blah. He's got no options. This or that. only thing was Kelce. So why does Patrick Mahomes find so much success come playoff time?
Well, it's the same way that Brady had found so much success with certain players. They bring the best out of players.
Well, also, both having great defenses, too. Patriots always had a top 10 defense, and it, same with Chiefs. They had a top, I think, top 5 defense this year.
I mean, yeah, your defense is going to play a key role. We always say defense wins championships.
Yeah, especially at the crunch time like that.
And if you actually watch, you know, the Chiefs game, Mahomes brought the best out of players. He Rice throughout the season, nobody thought that Rice was going to be what he was. You know, nobody was like, oh, Rice is that guy. And when he got the ball, he showed that he was that guy. So at the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes is always going to bring the best out of a receiver. The guy knows where to place the ball. He knows how to throw the ball. He knows how to run in the pocket till he finds an open player. It's just Mahomes' way. I don't think that Tyreek Hill leaving or whatever, you know, that was people spectating that the Chiefs aren't going to be the same because Tyreek Hill was no longer in Kansas City. And Mahomes proved them wrong at the end of the day. He showed that he's still able to win Super Bowls without Tyreek Hill, without a big option one receiver.
Well, it's going to be difficult because if you have a healthy Joey Burrow, watch out for the Cincinnati Bengals to get back there next year in the Super Bowl. NFC, so I think it could be wide open. You really don't have a favorite. You're going to have the Niners. You're going to have Detroit. Niners are always going to be there, but I don't know. They've been inconsistent at times.
Yeah. I mean, the Niners will be there. Will they win a Super Bowl? Because this coming time, it's going to be tough next year because, like you said, there's going to be teams like the Bengals coming in, the Lions who played well. You're going to have teams like Miami's that's going to try and find a way to play a lot better. So it's going to be a tough road ahead for a lot of teams like the Niners, like the Chiefs, especially when a lot of players are healthy throughout the season because we saw a lot of injuries this season.
Quarterbacks, too. A lot of quarterback injuries.
Yeah, a lot of quarterback injuries, a lot of changes in position.
Mm-hmm. So guess what time it is, boys?
It's that grid time.
Macklin grid.
It's now time for my favorite game that we brought into the Doug Saravo show. Let's see what we got for us today, boys. Let's see. All right.
Put it on the big screen, baby.
Immaculate grid. Let's see if we got this perfect. All right.
Baseball?
Yeah, we're going to put this on the screen. So we're all going to, for those watching, we're leaving the screen and you'll just see what we got up here. All right, boys, let's see what we got. It looks like we got the Orioles, the Dodgers, the Nationals, the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, the Dodgers, season? Gold Glove, six plus war season, wins above replacement.
Jesus Christ.
That's a tough one. I'm not going to know that.
Yeah.
I feel like the Dodgers and the Orioles had just happened.
I mean, the Washington glove might go to Bryce.
Bryson Washington?
Yeah.
I was thinking Steven Strasburg, but...
I mean, you could do that, too. Oh, it's not Bryce Harper.
I was going to say, I don't think Bryce Harper won Golden Glove.
Yeah, I don't think so, either.
Neither did he.
Yeah, we're not going to get this, bro.
Yeah, no, you switch it to football. We ain't going to get baseball.
Well, it's baseball season. Dodgers. Yeah. Who played for the Dodgers and Nationals? Oh, I know a gold glove for... I know a guy. Brooks Robinson was one.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's all you're going to get.
Who played for the Dodgers and Orioles?
You got me beat, bro. You got me beat on all of this.
Yeah, like, I don't know the whole freaking side of Orioles or Dodgers.
You're better off on the football.
Well, football season's over.
What about basketball? Have we done basketball?
We have one basketball.
Yeah, we did one.
Yeah, but you do one football for the Super Bowl one.
Oh, how do we not know this guy?
He's looking it up, that's why.
No, I'm not. But he starred with Baltimore. Manny Machado.
Yeah,
and
he got traded
to the Dodgers, and then he signed with the Padres.
Put his name in. I don't see him typing.
That's one.
I was going to say, there's somebody who just recently.
Yeah, that's one. Nationals. Nationals, Dodgers.
What about Toronto and Dodgers? Was it Mookie Betts on Toronto?
No. Did he play? What about Rich Hill?
For who?
He was on the Dodgers. I don't know if he was on the Nationals. He was all over.
Try it. I mean, it doesn't hurt.
I don't think he did, though. Max Scherzer. Oh, that's right. He got traded from the Nationals to the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. To Max Scherzer.
That's right. I just remembered him. Looking at my photo in the back. Dodgers, Blue Jays. Blue Jays. Chris Davis didn't play there.
Hey, what's his name? Who's that knuckleballer when he was on the Mets? He played for Toronto, but I don't think he played for the Dodgers.
Oh, R.A. Dickey?
Yeah. I don't know if he played for the Dodgers or not.
Where did Glasnow play?
Tampa, Pittsburgh.
Now the Dodgers.
Yeah, but I don't think he played for Toronto.
Mm.
I'm trying to think of old guys.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, and you're going to get me on the war.
Who's been all over the place?
What's war again?
Wins above replacement. He worked more hours than he was paid. I'm trying to think. Curtis Granderson, he was all over the place.
You try him.
Yankees, Mets.
Tigers. Miami.
Yeah, but I don't think he played for any of those other teams.
I'm just going to put him. We're down to like four. If we get it wrong, we get it wrong.
Just put Granderson.
There was the mouse.
Must be nice.
Oh, he is there.
He did play for Toronto, and
that's a weird one.
Go look for
Toronto.
Roger Clemens,
Batiste. For Toronto, maybe? Oh. Batista? Yeah, that's his last name.
Edwin Encarnacion?
Your guess is as good as mine, Doug.
He played for them, but I don't know if he got a gold glove.
Try it.
But yeah, let's just try it.
We got three left.
I like that. Oof.
Nope.
Yeah, we're done.
We got two more. This is a hard one.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who would have it. I know who played for them. Like, he could go with Russell Martin, but I don't know if he got it.
Go for it. Your guess is as good as ours.
This is a hard one.
Who watches Toronto baseball? Come on, guys.
Yeah.
You think Jose Barrios, Scott? What about Stroman?
Stroman might be a good one.
R.A. Dickey got one? I don't know.
Try it.
All right, we'll go with
Stroman?
Yeah, he might be a safe bet.
There
he's on there. Yep.
Nationals.
No,
Rendon?
No, try it.
I don't think so, but.
Just try it. It's our last one. Nope.
That was bad.
Yeah,
50 for 50.
What do we got?
Bryce Harper with the war.
Oh, we could have put him for the war.
Cal Ripken.
But what's considered When, like, how do you justify wins above replacement?
I have no idea.
Let's go basketball. We can do football.
Hey, do a football Super Bowl one.
Ooh.
All right, we can do this one. Lakers
Nets, Dinwiddie.
Yep, I'm going to say Dinwiddie.
Yeah, but that's recent.
Yeah, that'll work.
It will work?
Yeah, remember we did it on the one other Immaculate Grid?
I mean, if that counts.
Try it.
Okay, let's see. Dinwiddie. All right. Spencer. Dinwiddie.
There you go.
All right. Derek Favors, because he was he was involved with that Deron Williams trade. You could even say Deron Williams, too. Nets Raptors, easy. Carter.
Yep. I mean, all the Nets out of the way.
First round pick.
You could say Kobe.
Magic.
Kareem.
But do they have to have been drafted by them?
Just, there you go.
He got drafted by the Lakers.
Jazz might be a tough one. No, wait.
No.
Fucking Nash? No.
D Will.
Yeah.
There you go. Toronto, Lillard.
DeMar,
that's it. That's what I meant. All right.
We're looking good, fellas.
Who played for the Lakers and Nuggets?
Ingram? No.
No. Did Ingram play for Denver? No. All right, this Nuggets one's going to get me.
Yeah. Gordon, didn't he play for Toronto?
Aaron Gordon?
Yeah. Did he jumped around a little before he landed in I could be wrong, though. Yeah, Nuggets one's going to get me, too.
Oh, J.R. Smith is one.
Lakers, Nuggets. You could put Anthony.
No, you could go with J.R.
Oh, you could go with J.R.
He was there in the COVID season, and he was a Nugget.
Yeah, he goes with Carmelo Anthony too.
Jazz Nuggets.
That's a tough one. I don't know any. Yeah, these last two are going to get me.
Where did Mike Conley play?
Memphis.
Did he play for the Jazz?
Did he play for the Jazz?
He might have. What about Carmelo? No, he didn't play the Detroit, I don't think.
Who played for the Raptors and Nuggets?
That's going to be a tough one.
Where's Lillard at now?
Dame Lillard? He's at Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. He just got traded there.
Murray's been there. Murray got drafted by Denver, right?
Jamal Murray?
Yeah, I think he was drafted.
What about this guy?
I'll put it in and find out.
Timothy?
No. Nope. You got one left. Oof, tough.
All right, this guy.
Chauncey. Got it.
That was fun, boys.
I want to see what the middle one was. Yeah, I would
Paul
never.
Millsap.
I said I got the Carmelo Anthony right one, too.
Bruce Brown.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Brown. Oh, yeah, I forgot he was on Toronto. I think he won a championship with Toronto.
Damn, D-Russ? I forgot D-Russ was all over the place, too.
Yeah. See if we can do a Super Bowl one now for the NFL.
What do you mean a Super Bowl one?
Because remember last week we tried
to end the NFL season?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oof. 50 plus sacks.
We did this one last week.
Yeah, we did that, didn't we?
Yeah, change it again. Change it. You can change it.
There's not one this week?
There's got to be. Especially for the Super Bowl? Oh, okay, okay.
Only one team?
Seattle. Okay. Easy. Seattle could be on.
Well, we can put Burrow and Bengals.
Yeah, you could put Burrow and Bengals.
Joe Burr.
You could do with Jordan Love for them.
Hey, we could go all new players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at Seattle, you could probably do
what's his name?
Receiver.
Yeah, receiver. DK.
Yeah, put his name. Yeah, DK Metcalf. That's yep. All right, Seattle, Buffalo.
Oh, I know.
Yep.
Oh, he played in Buffalo.
Giant.
Yeah, he did.
He got
career.
Drafted there. Who are you trying to put in?
Julian Love.
Just put Love. Right there.
There you go. Bengals, Giants, Bengals, Buffalo, Green Bay, Giants. Green Bay, Giants should be easy one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's got one off rip. There you go. Yep. Oh, this last are going to be a little tough.
If they only would have switched the Jets there.
Yeah,
that one would have been easy.
Green Bay Buffalo. Jesus, Green Bay Buffalo, Bengals, Giants, Bengals, Buffalo.
Bengals, Giants. Oh. How did we not guess this guy?
Okay, put it in.
Eli.
Oh, Eli Apple.
Oh, Eli Apple. Yep. Because he got drafted by the Giants. Green Bay, Buffalo. You got one in mind?
Bills, Packers.
I feel like it's a defensive player.
It's, yeah.
What's his name? Right, we see he's a receiver.
Where at?
The Bills Packers.
No, where's he at now?
I have no idea, but he played there. He played for both of those teams. What's his name? What's his name? I know who I'm talking about too.
Sammy Watkins?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. He did play with Buffalo, yep.
I think he was drafted by Buffalo.
Yeah, all right, now we got the toughest one.
One's easy. Bengals, Bills.
Oh, go ahead. Put it in if you know it.
Mika Hyde didn't play there, right?
He played for Buffalo. I don't know about for the Bengals.
Mika Hyde.
What about Ocho Cinco? Didn't he play for Buffalo?
No, you're thinking of T.O.
Terrell Owens. He played for Buffalo.
But he didn't play for the Bengals?
I think.
Well, let's give it a shot. Let's see.
Oh, he did.
Oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, he's a journeyman.
I forgot about him. Geno
Smith. Micah Hyde.
Oh, Geno Smith. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, Gino.
Yeah.
Well, we got it, though.
Yeah, we got it.
Not bad.
Why didn't have the Super Bowl one for that one?
Oh, yeah, like the Chiefs and...
Well, not just that. Just like, you know, like, just like all like Super Bowl, like you'd be like Super Bowl MVPs or Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that would have been cool.
Or even like the World Awards ones, like, you know, Defensive Player of the Year or Offense or Rookie. That would have been like a good couple ones.
Yeah, that would have been a good one to do.
They should show you, because last week it said Pro Bowl on all of them.
Yeah, like Super Bowl MVP, guess the team.
Yeah, it should be that one.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, it is going to be time for Must Be Nice. We will be right back.
So, Mel Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
That they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
for this town, things that haven't been done before?
You're like,
it's more than just Joe Biden though. Like, it's just like people even
overpay for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way for us to gather some.
I'll be looking for another job after this is all. I can tell you that.
I'm here with your name behind it. Hoping that Mike.
Why did Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things we can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you,
no matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
Uh-oh, Jimmy's missing. All right, we are live on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by. Must be nice. So, David, the founder of Must Be Nice.
Must be nice.
So that's our, we say that all day long, but on this show, we're doing the must be, normally it's the must be nice moment of the day, but this time around, we're doing the must be nice moment of the NFL season. So I want each of you to pick a moment in this NFL season that made you go, must be nice. Now, it doesn't have to be about your favorite team. It could be any team. So we'll start with.
Must be nice. I think the biggest must be nice is going to be Patrick Mahomes winning another Super Bowl championship without the likes of Tyreek Hill. And we can say somewhat Travis Kelce. Because a lot of people doubted them throughout this season. The Chiefs aren't the same. Even at one point, we were saying it. The Chiefs don't look good. The Chiefs might not win another Super Bowl. And they came back and said, must be nice. Here we are again, holding up this Super Bowl championship trophy.
I like the way you put that. Must be nice. Here we are again. Yep. All right, let's head over to Jimmy Drust.
Ooh, mine. Ooh, God. I would probably say the must be nice moment of the year is probably the Detroit Lions. Say, you think we're going to be one and done in the playoffs? Nah, we'll make it to the NFC Championship. Must be nice. More wins than the Dallas Cowboys ever since they, the last decade.
I think their biggest must-be-nice moment for the Lions is, you thought we weren't going to get a win this year? Here we are, baby. Playoff time.
Yep, and they get two wins and almost had a third.
So what do you guys think my must-be-nice moment of the day is?
I don't know.
Of the season.
Joe Burrow coming back.
Football, no. Baseball, basketball?
Football, the football season.
Must be nice. Joey Burrow coming back.
Well, that's for next year. We're talking about this season. We're talking about this season.
Okay. Well, then I don't know.
I think your biggest must be nice is going to be the San Francisco 49ers making it to the Super Bowl.
No. My must be nice moment of the NFL season is Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers finishing the season strong. You know, everyone was talking about in the offseason, Aaron Rodgers this, Aaron Rodgers that, New York Jets, Super Bowl champions, New York Jets, Super Bowl bound. But Jordan Love proved to himself and proved to the Packers organization, I am your guy. I am your guy. So must be nice, because even if Rodgers is healthy, must be nice, Jonathan, you still ain't winning a Super Bowl.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. So before we finish up, still a lot of free agents out there in Major League Baseball. So many. Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery. But what I wanted us to do is just to give us one storyline for this upcoming season for each of your favorite teams. So I'll go with Tampa, Dave could go with the Yankees, and then Jimmy could go with the Mets. So, David, let's start with you and the New York Yankees.
It's tough. I mean, I think they're going to have a good season. I think they still have to work on their pitching. But, listen, I believe they'll have a better season than last season. I think they're, you know, I don't think they're there right now at the moment because of the pitching shortage. They're the number one, but they're possibly number two.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Hey, you got to be real with yourself.
Jimmy Drust and the New York Metropolitans.
Yeah, the New York Mets, baby. I think for just Mets fan in general, I think we're just hopefully a playoff berth probably. Just go back to the playoffs at this point. I mean, I think we have a good team all the way around, and I think this year is Lonzo's proven point for himself to prove to everybody else like he's still like a top player. Especially contract year. But I think for us, I think it's just we need to focus on getting back to the playoffs.
Must be nice. All right, for me, I actually have a new team in 2024, and that's the Los Angeles Dodgers. Not F that. I will never support the Dodgers in any form, no matter who they're playing. Even if they're playing the Yankees, I will never support the Dodgers. So. But for the Tampa Bay Rays, for me, this team has what it takes to win the World Series. I truly believe in that. I believe they have what it takes. But this team is missing pitching. They need another pitcher to fill out their starting rotation. And it's all about the offense and how they're going to step up. So if I'm looking at this Rays team, surprisingly, they won 100 games last year. But personally, I think this is a team that's going to regress a little bit and win maybe 85 to 90 games. We'll see how it goes with Baltimore playing great baseball and if they can continue that moving forward. But I think for this Tampa Bay team that they're going to only take a step back. Surprisingly, they won 100 games last year, but they will finish strong, and I think they still become a team in the Major League Baseball playoffs.
I was going to say they possibly win 89 games this season. I agree with you between the 85 to 90.
Yeah, so I'm not always biased, guys. Come on.
Well, let's be nice.
I'm not emotionally attached either, so
let's, bull crap.
Let's get that out of the way.
We already know the answer to that one.
All right, so boys, before I let you go, any predictions for any team, any year, could be the NFL season coming up. What do we got?
Well, big talks around the league, around, you know, sports fans. They believe Pete Higgins is going to be a Patriot next season. Don't know if it's true, but they do need to go out and get some receivers.
I agree with that one.
Jimmy Drust, what do you got?
Just like Dave, I'm hearing rumors as well for trade talks of the Steelers getting Justin Fields.
I think you are wrong on that.
Yeah. You guys are too far back in the draft.
Well, no, that's not just that. Just trade talks. Just because he's going to be tradable.
Yeah, well, but you have to trade a first-round draft pick.
Not if you just give him, you know, not if you give him like this year's draft and next year's draft.
Well, yeah. For me, I could see this team being a contender to win the Super Bowl if they go out and get Kirk Cousins. They played phenomenal at the end of the season. And the only reason why I ever bashed them and criticized them is because I did not like their quarterback play within Kenny Pickett. So if the Steelers go out and get a quarterback like Kirk Cousins, they could be a team to overtake the Baltimore Ravens or the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, Justin Jefferson is pushing for his return, so we shall see.
Yeah, we shall see.
All right, and I just want to congratulate the Monroe Falcons for winning the 2024 GMC Championship, so congratulations to them. Again, Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
And as always, I'm your host, Dougie Saravo. We got Big Dave Mendoza. And
nice.
Jimmy Drust.
Yeah.
All right, boys. I will see you guys next time on Dougie and the Boys, which is every Thursday. So we'll see you guys next time. And as always, each episode is brought to you. As always, each episode is brought to us by our good friends, Nicole and Dave. See you guys next time.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.
Hold on, because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh, God, how do I stop this? So well,
look at that water behind me, James.
Jesus says in the scripture, they need to lift their experience of it.
Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No,
Jimmy's the idiot.
Yeah,
hot
Jimmy's
the idiot. He assists a game. No matter how many games you
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight?
No. 5-2. Leverage is all you.
I got the leverage.
Everything.
That's Alicia Keys right there.
Alicia Keys, baby.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, they probably gotta sing My Boo.
Yeah, you gotta sing My Boo.
They gotta sing My Boo.
Hold on. Wait for the transition real quick.
Here we go. What song is this? There we go.
Yeah, My Boo must be nice. J Ram, baby. Look at J Ram rocking now. Look at him.
My boo.
Let it burn.
Oh, shit.
Now, this is another good song by Usher. Can you help me? Tell me.
Oh, okay.
No, but the newer generation, they're not going to know these songs. Like us, I'm almost 30, you're 30, you're... 31.
Let's not get carried away.
We know these songs. That's why this is a good halftime show for us.
Yeah, but the halftime show is all about getting promotion for the artists. These guys don't get paid for that.
No, they were Braun Taylor.
Huh?
They were Braun Taylor.
Imagine Taylor Swift just hops on stage with them.
Yeah.
Be like, all right, you guys want the camera on me? Here I go. You know how much money she'll probably make off just hopping on that stage for like 2 minutes to do one song?
Yeah.
Everybody will start streaming her stuff tonight and the next day.
I don't know if you guys know, but March 28th at the Prudential Center, Nicki Minaj is performing. Oh, yeah. Dave, you want to go?
No, I don't want to go see Nicki Minaj. I don't know who that is playing the guitar.
Her name is Her. Yeah, I think her name is Her.
That's Her?
Her, yeah. H-E-R.
Is that her name or her pronoun?
That's her stage name.
Yo, that was funny. Okay, I'll give you that one.
Is that her name or her pronoun?
So funny.
Wanted to play.
He had no care in the world.
Because he said, I only want to play for that team.
Hold on. Because that's
so, okay, how you know. How do you know?
No, I heard your words. I'm right
here. I said Watson.
If they would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll
give another example.
You misunderstand me.
That's crazy. You're saying
that's me, nice.